morning, good afternoon, good evening, my dear listeners. My name is Gibson Mokchebet from our Christian Army Podcast, New Testament Church in Kawangware. Before I continue with anything else, I'd really love to say thank you, Asante Sana, to all our listeners for listening to our podcast, sharing, subscribing to our YouTube channel. We're very appreciative of your support. This is the fourth episode, and God has been an amazing, amazing guide to all of us. I know you're wondering who the Christian Army is. We are youths talking about Christ, for Christ, and by Christ. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is a bit testy, a bit, how would I say, unbalanced, because we all have our different thoughts and our different mindsets. So today we are talking about spirituality, physicality, and belief and faith in God. I have my very, very precious guest, and I would love for them to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Sharon Rugut, and I can't wait to engage with you in this podcast.
Yes, good evening. My name is James Mugeni, and I'm so grateful to be here so that I can engage also in this discussion, to discuss and know the way forward.
My name is John Pepella, and it's a great pleasure to be back again.
And my name is Doreen Cherono, and I love to be here.
Thank you so much, and welcome. I really love that you're all here, and you're looking so amazing. Thank you so much for being here. First, I know this is going to be a very hard and testy subject. We all have our different beliefs. We all have our different ways of understanding this thing. So for the first thing that I would love for all of you to help me understand, so how will you define faith? How will you define spirituality? And how would you define belief?
I'm going to define faith according to the Bible, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is assurance of the things hoped for and the conviction for something. Yeah, something like that. And spirituality is more of a personal belief about something. Whereas belief, was it belief? What it?
Yeah.
Belief.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality means you believe in something or a certain higher divine power. But believe, it's a general term. You can believe in God, you can believe, it does not exclude, or it's not an inclusive thing. It's not inclusive, or what can I say? It does not keep you into one box. It's a general term. So many people can believe in different things.
Okay, thank you.
To add on what she said, I think I'd agree with everything she said, especially about faith. The second one was spirituality.
Yeah.
Spirituality is basically it's accepting that there is something that is beyond you, and you choose to believe in it. You choose to follow your connection to it. It's a personal connection to something that is beyond you. It's transcendent or something. And then belief is just accepting something to be true. Anything you accept to be true, you believe in it. You believe it's true. That's belief. And then the other one is faith. I think we are well covered by her.
All right.
Yeah, I think to echo what they have said, faith also, we can also say that it is a sense to believe in something. That's what they have said. You sense you believe in something. That's what my brother has said, that's above you. So like us, we believe in God, that our faith is in God, because God is above us.
Now, Doreen, do you have something to add?
Yes, actually. Maybe I can say the difference now between the spirituality and faith. Now, if you have faith in... We, for example, as Christians, we have faith in God, and our connection, our spirituality now comes in because we are now connecting with God. The spirituality is the connection that you have with God. So you can believe in God, but you are not spiritual. You have not connected with God.
Yes. So basically, we just say spirituality is connecting,
yes,
and being a friend to God.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I know there's a lot of stories in the Bible, but one actually really speaks to me in a very strong manner. Speaking of Esther, you know, like Esther was a Jewish girl, but she became What was king?
She became
in another land.
The wife.
No, she became king. Yeah. And, you know, like the way she prayed and asked for people to fast for 3 days.
Yes.
To me, she had connected. She knew God would do it for her and for her people.
Yes.
So that is really nice. So there's something also that I want to know. Is spirituality and religion connected? Are they similar or are they different?
So spirituality and religion, those things go hand in hand. Religion is actually like Christianity. It's a whole, what can I say? It's like a denomination. It's like Christianity, Islam. So that's our religion. We are Christians, or Islamic, or Hinduism. That's our religion. But now the spirituality, you said it was religion and spirituality.
Yeah.
Now spirituality now is that connection.
Uh-huh.
That connection with the higher. Like Christians, we believe in God.
God, yes.
So spirituality comes in now when we are connecting. We are individually connecting with God. Our spirituality is on God. But now we are Christians. We are Christians. All of us can be Christians, but then the point again comes to connecting with God,
mm-hmm.
being spiritual. Yes.
Yeah, just spirituality and religion, they go hand in hand. And as we all know that religion is like a group of people or a community of people that they share similar beliefs. Yeah, let me give you an example. We have Christian religion, we have the Islamic religion. So there's something we believe in. So that belief that we have is what brings make us to be a religion for particular,
yes.
Whatever. And that's just that connection because. Kuna hiyo ka spirit yani ka spirit yeah kuna ka spirit connection fulani hapo hivyo.
And to add on that, I think religion it's kind of around spirit, it goes around spirituality in such a way that it involves the beliefs, the practices, the things you do concerning your spirituality. It's more of like a laws or something that surround your spirituality, and it's like an institution or an organization. I think that's how religion works.
Sure.
I'm not going to contradict you guys, but okay, let me ask you this. Spirituality and religion, it's more like you believe in a certain God. Hinduism, Christianity, but there are people who say they're spiritual but not religious. There are atheists who claim they are spiritual, but they don't believe in a certain, you know, atheists don't believe there's any higher being. And then there are unaffiliated people. They don't believe in anything. They're just there, but they claim they're spiritual. You know, kuna hawa tunafanyanga yoga and stuff. To them, that's like connecting
their I understand.
Being. But now that means there is a spirit, so that they're believing in it.
So one way or another, I think there should be a higher power
exactly.
for them.
Exactly. But that means spirituality and religion are two different things.
Okay, I understand.
The people, the yoga people, they do yoga or do those stuff because they are working on their spiritual self. It's their personal space, their personal peace. But they don't... Christians, we work on a spiritual connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that's a different thing.
Yeah, I understand. You know, being religious, you don't have to be affiliated to a specific spiritual connection for you to be religious. You can be religious because, like I said, it's like the laws surrounding what you're connected to, the practices you have surrounding what you're connected to. Someone is religious. I mean, you do not have to be affiliated to a certain spiritual belief. I don't know if you're getting...
I get your point, but it still comes back to religion. Religious is like doing something religiously, practicing it. That's religion. Religion is like Christianity. So I'm just saying, I don't think Christianity and spiritual... I know as a Christian, I'm building my spiritual connection with God. But some people are spiritual, but they don't have... They're not Christian, they're not Hindus, they're not so... I think that spirituality and religion are two different things.
They vary.
I think there's still that connection with that spirituality.
So
even if it's a religion, there's something that's connecting.
So you know, just what she's just trying to say is they vary, but they marry each other.
Exactly.
Do you get me?
But I don't get the fact that you can be spiritual, but you're not.
you see, you're connecting to a higher being.
Yeah.
Being spiritual, you accepting not, that there's a higher...
Let's not say a higher power.
For yoga people, they're just working on their spirit, that having that peace or being, you know, sense having a sense of purpose. But so you're saying they're connecting with themselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
The real us, there's a soul, there's the body, but the real us is the spirit.
Yes.
So they are working on their spirit. They don't believe in any higher power, but they are working on their spirit.
Now they are connecting with themselves.
Yes.
And they call it being spiritual.
Exactly.
Really, you're connecting with your spirit. So that means
you're being spiritual.
No, there must be something here you're connecting to.
You're connecting with your... You're working on your...
It is connecting to what?
To your spirit.
To your...
My spirit is connected
to your spirit.
Yoga, or is it okay? Maybe not yoga, or I go to the gym, or I'm walking. Like I'm just walking on my.
Actually, gym is not spiritual.
It's not like
it's spiritual.
I'm not saying it's spiritual, but I'm doing certain practices to work on myself, my spirit, the real me.
It's not this body.
You're working on yourself. That's not on my finding that peace and sense of purpose.
But
I don't believe, like, it's different because if I'm being, like, you're a Christian, you're talking from a perspective of a Christian. So as a Christian, you have that, like, you're working on your spiritual.
But do you know not all Christians are spiritual?
Yeah, not all Christians are spiritual too.
Yes.
So I was saying that as a Christian, you're working on a spiritual
life,
connection with God. With that means you pray, you worship, you read the Bible. Those practices that you are doing, you are working on your spiritual connection with God.
Yes.
But as a person who is someone who is out there, they're doing other things like yoga, or I've used yoga because it's what I know.
Yes.
They are working on their spiritual self, but not their spiritual connection with God. They are connecting to themselves.
It's not a must they are connected to God. He or she can be connected to something else.
Being connected to something else is also totally different. Namanisha, kuna mtu atakuwa na connect to something else, and then kuna mtu ha connect to anything. Like, those are the unaffiliated people. They don't connect with anything. And then kuna sa artist. Like, uku into the different kind of, you know, stuff going out.
You know, superficially, when you look at it, like, you're saying someone is connected to the yoga stuff you're talking about. Inside their heart, inside their mind, they don't want to agree that it's a religious practice. But we all know that the rules surrounding a certain kind of spiritual connection is a religious practice. So in as much as you don't want to agree, in as much as they don't want to agree, it's true. Like, you can't deny something just because you think that way. That's being, like, dogmatic or something.
Okay, so you are saying that it's a religious practice, like doing the yoga is religious.
Yeah.
So these people are being spiritual because they are connecting to the religious the practice.
To the religion of yoga.
Yeah, so something like that.
How do you bring in the spirituality?
See, it's a spiritual thing they're doing.
Yes. Have you ever seen the way they sit like this? Okay, I wish we had camera. They sit like this and then they
but
put their...
I had it. It's demonic, those sort of practices.
Yeah, so they stand, do this.
Behind everything, because when you define religion, it's the laws surrounding that spiritual activity that you do, the laws surrounding how you worship, whatever you worship. So when you just follow those laws, that's already a religion.
Yeah.
In itself, it's already a religion. So it's a religion. It's just that they don't want to agree.
They don't want to accept.
They're
connecting with
it. I know. That's why I said this topic is a bit testy and hard, because we are going through things. Sometimes you're like, hey, I am trying to understand. Okay, as a Christian, I sometimes question myself and I'm like, is there really God? And then you are like, let me just go back to what I have been going through. And the day I said, God, let your will be done, and there was a change in my life. So still, I think there's that aspect of faith that is when it comes into it. Because sometimes you say, I look at my life back, and then right now, like, if you know my history, back in 2015, I was down. And by year 2015, I had completely left going to church. I used to sing alto in the youth choir, and I stopped going to church. After I became a Sikh, at some point, I was just like, I mean, in Akufa June, that was June 2015, and was really like telling my mom I want a white coffin and all that stuff. So it came to 2015, June, I did not die. So in August, I was like, Adas je kufa, so that means there should be a God, and my work is not yet done. In 2018, on the 31st, I told God I want to work for you because I had started like changing. Everything was changing. And God worked in the most amazing way in my life. And that is when I think my belief and my faith was so much like it has always been God. It is all around God. And I think there are some things you'll go through and know that there is God, you know. God will let you go through some things to build your faith.
Yeah.
Or I think there's always a story behind someone or their life.
Yeah, sure.
But and that way, any decision, not even decision, let's talk about faith. You know, there's always something that will make you have faith. You will not question God because at that point, I think you're just like, nimeona Mungu. You know, sometimes I just tell someone, mi niliona Mungu.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but yeah, that is it. So, there's a question that actually turns my mind. How do we address, like the story of creation? Is it a science or is it, how do I put it? Is it a godly, adventure? Let me call it adventure or something like that, you know? So let me just start from there. How do you address that question?
Personally, a little bit about myself. I really love studying about the universe because I don't know, it's just a passion. I really love studying about the universe, how the early universe began. That's according to science because the Bible just says, you know, the first day created this. The second day says this. But now, I think I love a little bit of many stories. So that's why I really love studying about the Big Bang and the stuff and just everything that happens in the universe. So this is a question that I might not be in a very good position to answer because I find myself at some point I think I believe in the Big Bang and something a little bit. So I want just someone to help me understand. I don't know. Can we connect these things or what? Because
this is a bit of a kumbusha Big Bang thing. So the only thing I've understand is evolution, like we evolved as humans. So okay.
Yeah, and I also believe in that one.
Yeah, we also believe in evolution.
Yeah.
No, but me, I'm
such a very. I will be honest. It started like this. According to science, in the beginning there was nothing. Like there was nothing. I understand it's very hard to comprehend nothingness. Like, just imagine there is nothing. Everything that you're seeing right now, aikukua, nothing. And then all of a sudden, there was just a flash that happened. And then everything just came to being. And then it started expanding.
A flash?
Yeah.
No. You missed my flash. You know, there's a contradiction here. There was nothing. And then there was a flash.
Yeah.
What caused that flash?
I mean, no, science. Science is facts. So, science means no, ziki intermarine religion. Yeah. The fact that you were not there when that happened. In the Bible, we were not there, but we believe in it.
Yeah.
So, you choosing whether it's science or unajingi kwa kitu like to liona it happened. Yeah. And then there's this, we saw this.
Yeah.
So tunafaa kuamini kitu tuliona. And then there's religion atukuona hiyo ya Mungu.
But we never saw one up.
Tukienda yenye tuliona. But zote atukuona.
No. You know, with the story, it is not theory. But this is the Big Bang theory.
Hmm.
Theory. It is just theory. It is something that, you know, when you tell me it's a theory, it's something that it's a bit...
Yeah, Bible can't carry
But you see...
Yeah, Bible is theory.
It's not a theory.
Bible is not a theory.
God...
Bible is fact.
No!
Science.
Let us
you see, I love the way John said that there was nothing. And also in the Bible there was nothing. And God created
in the book of Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah, so it means that there's some point that science and religion can intermarry.
Science and religion can intermarry.
Yes, I do.
Not in the way that we are thinking, oh, there was something, it banged, it did that. We are not so sure. It's a theory.
So that light, that flash of light, where did it come from?
Yes.
We want to know it.
That's the point where we don't know. Like, there was this, I know all of you have heard about Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the point. He said maybe there was a God. Because beyond the Big Bang theory, there's no one who can explain what happened. No one can explain how the flash came. No one can explain how from nothingness, from Like everything in the world was compressed to a volume of zero. You can imagine everything was compressed to a volume of zero. Like there was no volume. And then all of a sudden a flash happens and then it begins to expand. I can talk about this.
So we can see how maybe according to that theory, but how the men came up to exist.
So there's a joke outside there, a half joke that says if you leave hydrogen out in the open, it will start talking. So
it will talk.
But they didn't even explain. That's why I said it's a half joke. That's why you didn't even laugh. So,
yeah, but it's fine.
So if you leave hydrogen, it means in the beginning. Now, when everything happened, like it was around a quadrillion degrees Celsius of temperature at that point. So at that point, the first thing that formed was hydrogen, because it's the lightest element. So after hydrogen formed, it started combining. It's called fission. So it started combining one hydrogen atom with another hydrogen atom. It forms helium. They combine, they form carbon. And then carbon, you know, everything is carbon, hydrogen. We are based of hydrogen and carbon. That's why I say if you leave hydrogen in the open for a long time, it begins talking. Like you're made of hydrogen.
Really?
Yeah. But it's true. You're made of hydrogen and carbon.
But you know, and we'll go back to the evolution theory. I totally disagree with that theory. Let me say about.
Was it monkeys or lightning?
Monkeys.
Apes. That one. And then we are here because of the bones that were found.
But let me say. Bona, the current Euro baboons as the bones that appear to go on a down.
Because they were mentioned about baboons.
Let me ask that one.
No way.
Let me answer that one. You know,
with the evolution.
We usually have a misconception.
But then one is really stopped.
Because there's a misconception. Like, it's not the apes. Like, ukisoma history, utambiwa ape-like beings.
Yes,
those are not apes. And then the heat theory. And then ile different cultures had, like, the way we came into this world. Sijimgu ya nani lipasuka mama na baba wakapuza.
Yes, yes.
That's fallacy.
There was a giant. There was the knee of the giant. We came out of the knee of the giant.
It doesn't have any proof whatsoever. But now evolution, you see, you're saying why can't we continue to evolve? You know, there's somewhere, I think, I don't know, it's Antarctica or something. Like, I don't know, in a mountain planet, Andes or something. Like, people have evolved in a way that when you uki and auko, chakulia auko hewa auko ni sumu, but what wako uko may evolve in a way that haiwa affect kabisa. So evolution in iliacha because the surrounding best suits us.
You adapt to your surroundings.
You adapt to your, so at least in the lake, in case something happens, maybe kitu happens, what would akufa, alafu sasa natural selection it happen, and then we, but yet I believe in evolution that it really come from whatever. I believe maybe the way you are created, we've continued to adapt in different ways. I did to kafika kwenye tu.
Yeah.
So we've evolved in such a, in that's how I believe, I choose to believe in evolution. See the Mungu aliumba monkey. Yeah, I don't believe.
Mungu aliumba monkey. Yeah, alituumba tukakuwa monkey, aliumba monkey.
Aliumba friend.
Na katumba friend. But we have adapted to the surroundings.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, this topic is thirsty. And, oh, John, are you a scientific dictionary? Because, hey, where we live,
content.
Passion.
No, but I think there's that thing. He really loves what he reads about. Because probably.
Then I go curious.
You know, if I ask you, there's something that you like. For me, by the way, if you ask me about a search book, honestly, give me one day and I come tomorrow.
What's your best search book so far?
My best search book so far is in the point I try. The river between. So there's the river between and the river and the source.
The river and the source is.
I did the river and the source in campus. I did the river between in high school. So yeah. And at this point, if you ask me what is your best set book, I am like, I don't remember, because I think in second year I did 32. In third year, I think I did.
Best one depends with the moods and.
No, like, well, most of the books are you just
I am one.
And then there's
Kwasa I am one.
Naba Grusha Vashnadza.
I think that's the one is quite
Caucasian.
Caucasian joke cycle. Actually, my students had a really hard time with Caucasian joke cycle.
But that book is hard.
It is hard.
But the
interesting. It's so interesting.
Yes.
No, I have not said
it is not interesting. It is interesting, but it is hard.
Yeah, when it comes to
like you have to talk about the themes, the whatever. Yeah. You know, the good thing about science is you're just in a topic and you're done. But you ask me about Infinito Avogadro's number, I don't remember anything about it. And one fact about Albert Einstein that I know.
Yeah.
He was dyslexic. He could not read, but he was a genius.
Yeah, that guy was a genius.
So can I add something about the religion and science?
Yeah.
Yes. I think religion comes it talks about man's purpose, but for science now it brings the power of that man to do that particular thing or to achieve it.
I think you've gone to the difference between religion and spirit and science. Yes, we have.
No, he's talking about the connection between the two.
I'm trying to connect them.
But that's the difference.
Say it again, James.
I say that religion, it talks about man's purpose.
Yes.
Man's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But now for the science, it gives the power. It talks about man's power to achieve that particular thing or that purpose.
Oh. Yes, may I agree with him. Actually, may I believe that God created us, and then also God gave us the ability to the mind to know about this science, to know about the evolution, to talk about all this. God gave us the mind, the knowledge.
Yes. So, science.
Yes. So don't mind about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and do you think that when I believe in science and I'm also a religious person, is that a case of dualism?
I think first let's define dualism. Maybe some of us don't understand.
Okay.
Like dualism is that it's like a cognitive disorder where you believe in things that are kind of antagonistic, like this one heads this way and this one heads this way, but you believe in both. So it's, you can call it a disorder. I was reading somewhere and they were terming it as a cognitive disorder. So that's why I was asking myself personally, am I a dualist, and is it a sin like to believe in science and at the same time to believe in religion?
I would say it's not a sin, because God gave you that mind to be inquisitive. He gave you that mind to be bright enough to, like, yes, you know the science.
Yes.
You're interested in the science, but you still believe that God is behind everything that all those people who were there talking about evolution and all that, the people who were, well, the scientists,
yeah.
Still, like, they're people who are given that mind,
yes,
by God.
Yes.
And the thing about you is that you're inquisitive enough to want to know more about that science. But in a way, as you question that science, it still makes you know that you believe in God, because
yes,
you want to know the origin of that thing. That is from my end.
Yes. What comes now? What the bad thing that comes with it is maybe if you start believing so much in science until you are like, God doesn't exist. No, that's where it becomes bad. Yet I think it's not a sin.
Or do
you believe in? Okay, science is vitu ndogo ndogo kama like plants, photosynthesis. It's like facts, vitu ziko. So you like, I affect anything in your spiritual life. So it depends on what you believe in. Kuna science pia. At a point, you're like, is it affecting your spiritual life? Or
yes,
is it affecting relationship with your body?
Yeah. It shouldn't affect you. Exactly. So as much as you are being inquisitive and you're doing your research on that science, if it is not touching your faith, if it is not changing your faith, you still believe there is a God, then I believe you're on the right path.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it also helps you when you have to counter. Is it called a counterattack?
Exactly.
Yeah, when someone comes and tells you, questions your belief in God and the story of science,
yes,
you know how much you know that much to tell them God is real as much as there is science. Because as we've said, science is a fact, but God is also a fact. So there's a way you can marry them and explain to them why you believe in that there is a God, and yet you know the science behind how things became.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just science, you can just have the knowledge about it. You have the knowledge, then you know, God is behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, science should not change our faith or our belief.
Okay.
I'm enlightened. Thank you, guys.
I think you should just write a book. You should author a book about science and God and all these religions.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that. There are many questions that I usually have. Science cannot answer everything. And you just look at science like out of nothing, there was a flash. And also the Bible says out of nothing, God said, and all of a sudden there was... Yeah, there are many questions. I can talk about science all day.
And actually, there are people who believe that everything is on God. They don't believe in science. Now, how would you tell somebody everything happens is God?
That one is a little bit fallacious because there's no way you can fail to believe in science, because everything went this because of science. The microphones we're using now is because of science. Mm. So if you just not believe in science completely, then, you know, I don't know. You can just believe in the parts that seem like they're affecting you in terms of your relationship to your God, but now there are things that actually make sense.
Probably we should just get you on set alone, and then we can talk about science and everything. Yeah, they'll be here to give you questions and all that. So there is this term that says, we have left the church, but we have not left God. And it has really been doing rounds on social media. And here comes the question that I want to ask you before we get into that. Have you ever questioned your spiritual beliefs? Have you ever questioned why you're a Christian?
Personally, yeah. Actually, there was a time it was like a crisis. You see, I've been telling you I have a passion in science, and I used to really read a lot about science. I used to read a lot about science, and then something happened, and there's someone I met when she was not of the same faith that I subscribed to, and then one thing led to another. So I was really searching for the meaning of everything, so I had to look I read a lot about science, but this corner come in is a make the sense that I need. So I read like many religious books. Nilisoma Bible cover to cover, nikasoma Quran cover to cover. You know, I was looking for nikuwa natafuta tu majibu. So there are many times that you can question your faith. But so hiyo time before nisome Bible yote sikuwa nimesoma Quran. I mean, before nisome Quran yote sikuwa nimemaliza Bible. So the moment every other time nilikuwa nasoma Quran, hey, questions kwanza ndo zina increase. Unashangaa, hey, hapana bana. There's something called jihad or jihad or something.
Jihad, yeah.
Yeah, killing in the name of Allah. Hey, manzi, nilikuwa lethe, hii ndo Mungu anasema, hapana bana. So, there was a time nilikuwa nasoma Bible, kwa hiyo to crisis, and nilikuwa na, and kulikuwa na verse, nilikuwa nasema, for there is nothing on this earth. I can't remember exactly nilikuwa, part gani, ilikuwa inasema neither angels, neither demons, like there was nothing that could separate you from the love of God, ata in everything that you're going through, yani hakuna kitu inezeka kuseparate na God. Hapo ndo nilikaa chini kwanza nika reflect sana about that verse, and all of a sudden I felt like hiyo kila kitu yote nimekuwa nasoma imekuwa futile, imekuwa kila kitu yote nilikuwa natafuta ilikuwa futile, because
you got your answer in one verse.
Yeah, ninipata answer yangu kwa hiyo verse. So, na every other time, wanga nikifikiria, in situation, because most of the times, kitu inafanya una doubt your faith yako, unajidoubt, inakuanga either problems, either watu wana kusurround, they're telling you something, or there's just an expectation that has not been met. So, unafikiria, maybe, I'm alienated from God, ama God ata ayuko. But kitu unafaa ukumbuke ni Mungu anakupenda. Hakuna kitu itakuseparate na yeye. Hizo shida unafikiria, hiyo pesa unafikiria, haitawahi kuseparate na Mungu. So I think you just going back to the word, you find your answer. Hapo ndani, hapo ndio mimi nilipata.
And I think everyone will get that answer from a different verse.
Yeah, yeah. Ile yangu maybe hata utashangaa, ujamaa anaongea nini?
Yeah.
Hiyo peke yake mimi hiyo ndio nini? Hiyo ndio ilifanya nikachange. Wewe utapata mali pengine.
Okay.
Kwa hiyo Bible tu.
Sharon,
okay, I think kila mtu go through a certain stage. Like there was a time unaonanga like you go to church religiously, una feel you are doing everything right, but sasa what you want, like, it's not happening the way you want to happen. Mm-hmm. And then peer that could you compare. You know, sometimes you're like, let me just follow, like, be, like, work on my relationship with God, or please just say, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, huku inzi unapata watu wenye wanafanya vitu nona ifai kufanywa, the things wanataka, or, like, maisha yao inenda poa. And then you're doing the right thing, but ayendi ipoa, so you're like, is it really worth it? Unaona?
Mm-hmm.
So kifikanga yo point, unanza kudoubt. But sasa during your process, nili realize that sometimes you're doing the right thing, unenda church, you're being nice, or you're being kind, or nini, but aonde your relationship na Mungu. So I guess yondo kitu ilikuwa inanifanya, ni doubt, juu, I was just doing it because unajua kuna ile kitu you're doing it because it's the right thing, like you just want to do because unajua inafaa, like you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But do I really, like, is my heart really there?
Mm-hmm.
So not really like unenda church, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you just want to like look like a nice person out there, ama like Mungu aone umefanya ujafanya kitu mbaya, lakini hauna your relationship na
God.
So venye ilifika hiyo point nili doubt, but at some mia naonanga ikifikanga hiyo point you are doubting, it's strengthening your relationship na Mungu. The moment unarudi from your doubt, like unaanza kuona why boni ulikuwa unataka
confession,
were you doing it for the right purpose? Ama ulikuwa unataka unajua singine unafanya hii eti ndio Mungu akuonekanie, ama ndio make what you want it happen, we come through. So like I was being selfish, I was not really working on me, I just wanted to do it because I wanted something. So it can deter your doubt, but eventually me naona doubt inafanya like it strengthen it has a purpose
because you go back to,
yes,
to look for an answer.
It has strengthen your relationship yako na Mungu.
Hey, James.
Yes.
How has the story been like?
Yeah, as a normal human being, you know, you can't go back. That's about it. But I don't say, hey, where you going to go? Like, but I believe this verse in Isaiah should be 43. Apo chini, either verse 2, sema kwamba wakati unapokuwa unapita, when you go through the valleys of darkness, God is with you. So challenges mostly, just as my sister brother has said, kwamba challenges wanafanya mtu mostly na the people surrounding you wafanya uanze ku doubt your faith. But the moment narudi kwa Bible, because you are being led by the Bible, lema kwa Mungu amesema kwamba wakati napo kwa katika majaribu ba ako pamoja na mimi, he's there with me. And when you go in the book of John chapter 14, there's a time Yesu anapokuwa anataka kuondoka, his disciples started their hearts were being troubled, and Jesus he encouraged them that let their heart not be troubled because he's going to send them a helper, and we have a helper. So the time that naona kwamba we want to doubt our faith, we are the Bible reminds us, or whatever we can remind us, that we have a helper with us. So na pia just as in the book of right, believe Romans 8 around 28, that all tribulations any death should not separate us, should not separate from the love of God. So that's why we need always to be encouraged that God is with us and he loves us. Tribulations zifanya tukakata tamaa ama kuenda kumtumainia, tuleto kumwishia, na the moment I come to realize that God is still with me, and he said that he will never leave me like an orphan, so I always press on unto him, and yeye amefanya imani yangu kuinuliwa sana. Yeah.
Okay, now for me, I have also like that thing about you going to church and then unafika point unasema sasa mbona naenda church, alafu like you are like or you are out here, you are like I believe in God but even I don't want to go to church. So also it happened to me that I was that person, I didn't want. I was like, see me, I believe in God. So what I need kanisa is poenda kanisa, like it's the same thing. Like I believe in God, Nina. Because I had not, you know, reached that point, had that connection with God. So utapata most of us who believe that at a Wendy kanisa utapata, we are going clubbing. We are fornicating, we are doing all those things. And then tutakuwa tu kanisa on Sunday. Tutakuwa tu kanisa. And then, you know, we believe that, nimekuja church. And then let me tell you something. What I used to say, you know, I go clubbing and then I come to church and say, nimetoka Friday clubbing. And then Sato nasema, Sunday nasema, wacha tu niende church. Wacha tu niende church. Jana nilikuwa hangover. Wacha tu niende. Let me just go to church. Like, you know, to get that. That's like connection now with God. And then, you know, the next week again, you'll be doing the same thing.
Same thing. It's the but same cycle.
Yes, me, like, I understand. People have been there. But then, unajua, you have not gotten that connection with God. Because it reached a point I was like, is it tunafanya huku nje? It's all in vain. It's nothing. I gained nothing. You go clubbing. You waste yourself out there. There's nothing you get. You waste money and you get nothing. Let me tell you, you come out of there empty.
Yeah.
Empty kabisa. But and then you are like, you're going to church. Now in a church. And then you get even, hata watu wanakushanga. So you go to a club. Mbona unaenda kanisa? Unaenda kufanya nini kanisa?
I think it's like being near the hotel recall. But there, yeah. So in our campus, please, you'll out and then start to use. And then, peer to your campus. There was that, and you realize, as much as to say I believe in God, kuna church in this idea, having that sense of community when you believe in the same thing, in a
yes.
Strength. But the moment you go up in the, unasema you believe in God, in the club, kuna ile, like having those friends that believe in the same thing, in this idea.
Acha ni yes. So, when I do a campus, I could count the number of times I went to church.
I didn't want to go to church.
Because I felt like, by then, my spiritual life was... I was a child when you were raised in kanisa. For my mom, we used to call her Simba Wayuda. I'm telling you, that woman, Sunday asubuhi, 5, all of you are awake, mnafanya shughuli. By 9, all of you are supposed to be in church. Everyone. Sema hauna nguo, wala utafunga lesa ukienda kanisa. So I grew up knowing going to church was the norm. It was not because I was saved or anything. Nilikuwa naenda kanisa kwa sababu, one, the woman who was paying my fees was a Christian.
Yes.
Second, anikuwa Simba Wayuda, angewatandika nyinyi wote unashangaa nitoa wapi nguvu. So like by the time I got to campus, I was I'm prison. Ayuko nikienda home nitaenda church, you know, that is it. So I did not have a spiritual life. Continue, sorry for cutting.
Yes. So now the point of, you know, like you're out there, you believe in God and then you don't come to church. I do not support it. You have to come to church to get the spiritual growth. Tusikwe tu huko nje tunasema eti we believe in God and we do not come to church. You believe in God and your friends that you hang out with are the people who are going clubbing.
Yeah.
You will never grow and you'll continue clubbing, you'll continue sinning. You will not get, because you know your friends also influence
you.
You are with friends who are going clubbing, who are fornicating, you'll be like them. Mm-hmm. But when you come to church, you meet people, you meet youths in church who are worshipping God, who are faithfully waiting upon God, and it influences you also. And then you start coming to church, you get the spiritual nourishment and you start growing, you start reading the Bible. Actually, that's how I grew for me. I started, when I came to church, I was like, wow, kumbe kuna watu wako kanisa, they are youths like me, they are worshipping God.
Yeah.
And then I said, wow. And then when I went back, when I came to church and then I went home, I felt I did not feel empty. The emptiness that I used to come out at 4 a.m. in the club, this time I felt like
full.
I was full. I was so happy. I was so full. And then I was longing. I was going to nilikuwa naenda job nikisema guy itafika Sunday lead me. I have to be here. I was so happy. And then I kept coming. And then I started reading the Bible and it was so amazing. So tusikwe tu huko nje tunasema eti we just believe in God. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and then unasin and then inafika one point tunasema we nimesin sana. Acha tu niende niombe Mungu.
Yeah.
Don't have that connection.
So I think Paul encourages that we should not forget the gathering of brethren.
Yes. Yeah.
And that thing really hit me. Because when you get together as brethren, you get uplifted spiritually. because naona kwamba in the Bible God advised the children of Israel kwamba that they will be meeting so that wakaweza kukumbushwa kama in the course of the week kuna kitu wamesahau, so that being reminded. That's why coming to the where others are as brothers, it really helps us to be strengthened spiritually, even our social life. Because when you come into the gathering, I think someone can share his or her testimony, and through that you can be encouraged.
Sure.
And is the one way, the one way of uplifting someone.
And also to add on that, someone might tell you, "Mbona niende church?" Because nenda church, like she said, you people who are like-minded, mna encourage. And I'm talking about, I know some Bible usually get encouraged every day. I'll remind them the story of Jesus. Yesu ni nini yako wanajua? Mtu anakuwa tempted anajibu shetani right on time. Ani alikuwa anajua Bible. But ukisoma the time when alienda akasema ati the spirit of the, I mean the word has been fulfilled in front of your eyes. Maybe inasema nini? Like it was his custom. You imagine Yesu na hiyo knowledge yote ya Bible yenye alikuwa nayo.
Alikuwa na knowing.
Yeah, na custom ya kuenda church every other Sunday. Alikuwa naenda church ama Saturday, whatever the day he was going, alikuwa naenda church. So usiniambie ati yo nasomanga tu Bible nikiwa peke yangu na kuwa encourage. Yesu alikuwa anajua Bible yote, utamwambia nini? Lakini na alikuwa naenda church. Kwa nasema it was his custom.
That's nice. I'll be running short of time. As we end, I'll just give you my situation. Last year actually was a very testy, hard year for me, where I question God a lot. So this Sunday, my mom tells me, enda kanisa, tutaonana. And that is the last time I saw my mom alive. So that was the first death. So it was early January. We buried mom in a very nice, colorful burial, or I could say church service or whatever that was, because, oh my God, I saw God. And then end of March, beginning of April, I lost three friends. One on Monday, one on Wednesday, another one, I think it was on Saturday. So, like, that night I was feeling like, if God really loves us, why is he, like, taking these people? And then, you know, the three that have died, we all have the same condition. We're in the same support group for lupus. So I was like, these ones have died. No, it's me next. That night I cried. Like, I was like, it was so painful. And because in my mind, you know, Satan will just use anything. In my mind, I was just like, I'm going to die. And people are going to write a really bad eulogy for me. I wrote my eulogy. If you've read my blog, I wrote my eulogy. And then I talked with some of my friends. And then someone told me, pray me, sina time, siezi omba, because I am crying, I am mourning. Everything was just going on. And I drank like, I chugged. Ushai kunya hivi, venye unakunyonga maji hivi. Hivyo ndo nilikunywa wine lita moja. Like, tushike tu sasa kaende. And then now, you know, I am on antidepressant. Now you imagine the kind of highness I was. Now me, I was thinking, I am going to die. I'm not going to see the next day. So my friend calls me and tells me, "Me tomba, kambi bisi yezi omba walai. Me na pufa." So he helped me pray. But still, I did not get the faith that I needed. So I went to post. Nilitoka Nairobi na 5,000 shillings. Naenda post. I stayed in post. Now and then I saw like this was gonna is getting bad. So I talked to someone and told them, it's bad. I need a counselor. So the person told me, it's okay, I will look for a counselor for you. So I come back to Nairobi, at least a kilometer. And I said, sika in Nairobi, so nikarudi LD. So I went back to LD, and my therapist was telling me, you are mourning a lot of things. And the good thing is you realized that it was getting hard. So I was like, yeah, it is getting hard. And then she told me, it is not our will. It is God's will to be done. And if you really, because of the history of your mom that you told me, I feel like she had done what she could. Like, alipa amemaliza kazi yake. And so I got that peace. Yeah. And then I saw like, yes, I have been diagnosed with PTSD. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. Because one, I am grieving my body that I lost my health. And I'm grieving my mom, I'm grieving my friends. So I like slowly started going back to God.
slowly because it was just like, it's a hard journey, but I slowly started. So still in the same year, I lost my sister-in-law when she was giving birth. So I got a chance to pass. So like I cried and finished and said, her work was done. God's will has been done. Nikaendelea. In October, I lost my paternal cousin, the same age as me. I cried about it and I got that peace to know that it is their time, it is done. And I was like, I got that peace because at some point, you know you will die. And right now, by the way, honestly, I'm not afraid of death. But there's that belief that I'm always telling people, I did not die when I was supposed to die. Now let's meet at 120 because that is where I'm heading to, because there is a God in heaven who hears. Amen. And answers and uses us as a testimony. I am sure I showed John my picture when I was, I think, 32 kilos. You should see the difference. And John told me you should do a story. And I'm like, yeah, it has been God. You know, from 32 kilos to where I am right now, it has been God. So yes, as a human being, it is very okay to have doubts. Even Sarah doubted that she could give birth. She was old, but she gave birth.
Yeah, sure.
When Mary got pregnant, I am sure Joseph was saying, uyu kuna mahali kamenicheza.
Yeah.
When John was told, what was John's father's name? Baba John alikuwa anaitwa, I remember the mama alikuwa anaitwa Elizabeth.
Zachariah.
When Zachariah was told, you're going to have a son. Zachariah alikataa kuamini and he became dumb until his son was born. So I know we all are human beings, and there's a time we will question our faith. And we have people in the Bible who have questioned their faith. We have Zachariah. When Joshua, not Joshua, was it Joshua? When Joshua was given 300 people to go and fight, I am sure he questioned God at some point. And also he questioned God because he had been abandoned by his people, so he had to come back again to fight for the same people. I'm sure at some point alikuwa anasema, God ile umenicheza. But I know we go through that point where we are unable to remove our spirits from our physical body. The spirit wants to do it, but the body cannot. Your spirit wants to do it, but your mind just keeps reminding you that no, it cannot happen like that. Because the devil is trying so much to feed your spirit. I think this topic is one that I would love to have a redo a chapter 2 again. It has been really fun having you guys. And to our listeners, I know you have a lot of questions too. There is a number down on our posters that you can send questions to. On our social media pages, you can leave a comment if you have a question. If you have something that you feel that you want us to talk about, please feel free. And also, if you feel like you want to be a guest in our podcast or just visit us, please just leave your comment there. We are going to read them and we are going to get back to you. So the next episode is going to be very fun. So next episode we're doing morals, ethics and contemporary issues. We are going to cover a lot of things that affect the youth, from sexual preferences, abortions, pregnancies, we have peer pressure, we have talents, and we're LGBTQ. Yes, we're going to deal with that also. We have adultery, fornication. And I know most of you mnasema muliacha kukuja church, but mkuacha God because of whatever is going on in the church. That also we are going to tackle. Thank you so much for my guests that you are here. Our director today, Mr. Caleb Weir, has been fun and has been amazing. Our sound tech actually alituacha katikati ya podcast akaenda. But I'm in Dr. After Food. So we are the Christian Army podcast whereby we are the youths, talking about Christ for Christ by Christ, from Agape Restoration Center in Kalgoorlie. If you want to visit, the church is headed by the senior pastor, Bishop Dr. David Gilbert Wire, and we're always in church from 8 to 9 for prayer service, 9 to 10 for Bible study, 10 to 11 for praise and worship, and 11 to 12 for our sermon. Feel free to join us anytime on Sundays. For the next Thursday, stay tuned on the next Thursday, this and every Thursday, my friends. And then subscribe onto our YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and whatever. I have been your guest, Kisangok Shebet, and I really, really love all of you. Asanteni sana, barikiwe, ciao.
Bye.
Baraka.
Bye. Thank you, son.